My name is not Jack Hyatt. My name is not Carlton. My name is not Ken. My name is Milan Kirschnack. He used to call me Serge in the olden days when we had a Potter chorus going. And I'm going to take a little bit of time, unfortunately, to talk, really tell you a story. Once upon a time, pretend you're in a medieval hall. Pretend that there are all sorts of banners hanging around. Pretend that there are lords and ladies at the table. And pretend that a king has asked his herald to recognize a man by the name of John Paul Ward. Now, the reason he has done this is because John Paul Ward has been an exceptional servant and an exceptional keeper of a legacy. A legacy is that of Edward Eldred Potter. The king says to the herald, "Do something to recognize what this man Ward has done." And what happened was that the herald went out and did his job. He came back to the king and he unrolled a parchment about 10 feet long. And the king said, "No." He said, "You can't do that because the dames, the damsels, the lords will all be falling asleep after the banquet. It's impossible that we have their rapt attention to do this." So he sent the herald back, and the herald went back, did another job, and came back, and he said, "Sir, Majesty, I have 26 adjectives here for John Paul Ward." The king said, "Shorten it. It is much too long." He did that. He did his job. And he came back and he said, "Here's what I wrote." He said, "John Paul Ward is recognized as a worthy steward of the heritage of Edward Eldred Potter, who lived with his intellect, his industry, and his heart. John Paul Ward has exemplified the Renaissance man that Edward Eldred Potter was. By continuing to grow intellectually as a Fulbright scholar, an avid reader, a participant in many elder hostels, and an ardent genealogist. By serving his community on library boards, historical societies, advisory councils, and archives at the state library. By doggedly pursuing the recognition due Edward Eldred Potter at Union College, as promised by that college to his mother, Rose. By exemplifying the essence of fellowship with his work as a leader of numerous club efforts and in the renovation of the Potter Memorial Room at the Alumni House and various reunions statewide and locally." "Stop," said the king. "That's enough." The herald blushed. He became red-faced. He turned around and walked away muttering. The pages heard him say, I've got so much to say. And in the interest of time, I am going to stop there, because John Paul Ward is an exceptional person, a friend of mine for 60-some years, and a fellow potter man whom everybody recognized as being indeed a steward of the legacy of Edward Albert Potter. I'd like to ask Carlton and Ken to come up now and to physically present the award to John Paul Ward.
Distinguished honor for us to share in making this award today. You people have all seen much on the bulletin board, and you've seen information in the programs that you have here today. But when you see the real McCoy, you can understand that this award is not one of these cheap Born Tomorrow kind of things. This award is a award for a lifetime. And Ken and I are happy to congratulate you as a most worthy recipient.
Thank you very much, Carl. I think I'll have to try harder. Well, 80 years ago. When I first got the notice from Jack Higham to sign up for this event, the USPS had somewhat ripped apart the front sheet, and I was a little bit concerned because what I read was as follows. Paul will be unveiled later to hang in the Potter Memorial Room at the Olympics. So I said, I don't know where this award is leading me. I think certainly Milan. We've been friends for 62 years. We met at that wonderful frosh camp at Casa Yuna Lake. It's a wonderful place if you're looking for a tourist spot. Kind of muddy and so forth, but anyways, that's where we started, and we've been roommates and fast friends ever since. This is a real honor. I really appreciate it. Worked very hard, but I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it because, as a secondary school teacher, I enjoy doing field trips. And then later in life, when I became, and Doris became involved in community libraries, I would plan trips for them. We'd go down to West Point, we'd go up to Lake George, and so on. And Doris and I really did a good job. We'd go to the site, we'd check the mileage, we check the time, we check the meals, and so on. So I enjoy doing that, and still enjoy it to a certain extent. But I think this is the end, as far as. There are many other Potter men who could have been given this honor. One person particularly sets in my mind Dr. Ben Button from Amsterdam, who was given his life for service in Africa after he retired, and so on. I looked at the stats that Jack provided, and I observed that we had 22 reunions since the early 90s, maybe even the late 80s. Some years we had two reunions in 1 year. However, 6 years ago, something happened, and the thing that happened is sitting right there. Jack Higham. Jack Higham is energetic. He's indefatigable. And by setting up a database, which some of us helped him with in the sense of getting the people and so on, it's made a big difference. And certainly tonight with your programs and so on, you've seen the result of his work. And certainly this is how I met Susan, through Jack's effort in the being a webmaster. Larry Newcomb, Tom Yole knows Larry Newcomb. He was a foundation member. You'll see his name signed over there as the original 12 or 13 that formed the state union, which subsequently became the Potter Club. In the early 1970s, I think his name was Bernie Kerber or something like that. He was an original member. And he composed a history of Potter Club. And Larry Newcomb sent his copy back. I've mentioned this before at meetings. And he said, you know, if the group lasts 50 years, we've done pretty well. Well, those of you here know that Potter Club more or less ended 50 years later in 1981. But the club did not die. In presence here tonight, where 30 years later, we're still celebrating the life of Edward Eldred Potter. For the past 6 years, which I just said, Jack has been just unbelievable, setting up a database of 700 people. I often wonder, those 12 men that set up State Union, would there be a state union here today? You know, that's a question. But didn't have much resonance, did it? But with Edward Eldred Potter and with the wonderful memoir that Cordella Potter authored, that gave substance. I hope during the mic time that Carlton Coulter might talk about the pre-1935 days. What was Potter Club like? What did you look forward to? What was the goal and the credo of the club at that time? Well, make this short, right, Milan? After his tragic death at age 27, I've often pondered, after rereading and rereading the memoirs, whether Edward Eldred Potter would have survived World War I. I just finished reading a wonderful biography, the third volume of Edmund Morris's biography of Theodore Roosevelt, called Colonel Roosevelt. It takes him from the end of his presidential term till his death in 1919. And his youngest son, Quentin, was an Air Force pilot. He was in France the same time Edward Potter was. In fact, they might have met. I like to think that they met. And as you know, Edward Potter was ferrying airplanes. I'm sure he was dying, along with his compatriots, to get into action, to get into a fighter. A fighter's life at that time, a pilot's fighter life, was numbered in weeks, maybe 6 or 7 weeks. And Quentin Roosevelt was killed in a dogfight 2 weeks before Edward Potter had his tragic accident at Orly Field in Paris. Potter Club. How many of you have experienced... What's Potter Club? What's Potter Club? And, you know, how can you answer that in a couple of questions? I always want to answer it. I think it's a wonderful story. And somebody said at the table tonight, what was the glue? Why was Edward Potter so important and so on? And I think that after the memoirs, we realized what a fine scholar, what a fine human being he was. And it did give us motivation. Jack has us write our life path. What the hell's our life path, you know? So, but now it's becoming clear to me. We all have a life path. So I'll end up here before you all go to sleep.
I was heartened particularly by the younger Pottermen that were here tonight. The engine of these reunions have been done by the class of 52, 53, 54, and so on in the 50s. And we're getting long in the tooth. And it is certainly a hope that these younger men might take up the challenge and volunteer in continuing these wonderful reunions. I guess if Potter will continue, those of us may live another 10 or 20 years. If we still have penicillin, and we have our oil changed regularly, then we can look forward to another 10 or 20 years. Thank you very much.